Well, as the message says, we're going to the table of the Lord this morning. Fighting a cold, not feeling too good. So, come with me to this table of grace. This communion table. Some call it the Eucharist. At this table, that which is set before us is a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread. These are but symbols. Their purpose is to draw our attention to Jesus Christ and what he has done and what he has done. In the first chapter of Colossians, we read in the 12th verse, giving thanks. The word is Eucharisté. It's that from which some call this activity which Jesus instituted and said, as oft as ye do this, do in remembrance of me. Speaking of Jesus, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us, this is the Word of God, which has made us right. It said, the King James says meet, the word means right, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, that is, the ones committed. It's not some form of perfection, simply committed unto the Lord of the saints in light. King James reads the 13th verse, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I'm ever grateful for the gift of God that my pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, he translated this 13th verse where it says, who has rescued us for himself out of the authority of darkness and has translated us, that is, moved from one place to another into the kingdom of the Son of the love of him. In whom, speaking of Jesus, we have redemption, price paid. Through his blood, even. The forgiveness of sins. I'm going to go on and read about Jesus. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for in him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church. Those who belong to him, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all he, Jesus, might have preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him to reconcile all things unto himself, through him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you and me that were sometime alienated and enemies in mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled I go back to 1 Corinthians 11. Jesus says on that night, before his crucifixion, which we call the Last Supper, he took the cup and supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink, in remembrance of me. This word remembrance has in the Greek the thought of repetition. That's why it says as oft. And it has to do with intensity. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do declare the Lord's death till he come. Because of this, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Folks, the word in the Greek is anoxios. And it doesn't say worthy, it says unworthily. This word is an adverb. And adverbs modify verbs. It speaks of the manner of participation. That is, our eyes focused on the subject, which is the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is and what he has done. That's what this cup, that's what this broken bread represent. I read an article this week that speaks of a controversy that the current Pope incited within the church, where bishops, some bishops in the church, have a controversy. I just want to read this. When it was released in April 2016, The Joy of Love, that's a book the Pope wrote, or a papal letter. When it was released in April 2016, The Joy of Love immediately sparked controversy because it opened the door to letting civilly remarried Catholics receive communion. Church teaching holds that unless these Catholics obtain an annulment, a church decree that their first marriage was invalid, they cannot receive the sacraments since they are seen as committing adultery. Even the forgiveness in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That means all sins. Past, present, future, my sins, your sins, past, present, and future. Have this understanding, folks. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. But in Jesus Christ, we have redemption of this condition of sin. And we, well, let's read on. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat that bread and drink that cup. Oh, religious people. Let's go on and read just a little bit more from this article. Francis didn't create a church-wide pass for these Catholics, but suggested in vague terms and strategically placed footnotes that bishops and priests could do so, that is, allow these adulterous people to receive sacraments, that bishops and priests could do so on a case-by-case basis after accompanying them on a spiritual journey of discernment. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, remember the manner of partaking, eateth and drinketh damnation. The word is krima, temporary damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Folks, at this table, Jesus is the subject, not us. We're the object of what Jesus did, and that was to rescue for himself from the power of darkness. There isn't a man or woman who has an iota of the Spirit of God in them, who at this table, by examining themselves, can find themselves worthy, or as suggested by this article, that the Pope or his bishops or his priests can discern who is worthy. The activity at this table is to receive worthily, and that is by discerning Jesus Christ and what he has done. And as Jesus took the bread and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." The body or bread is a symbol of the substance of life. Isaiah describes it most beautifully. When he says, speaking of Jesus, "But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace," shalom is the word, and it speaks of well-being and wholeness, the substance of life. And he concludes that with his stripes, we are healed. This wonderful activity of faith, which the Lord has provided, the subject of whom is Jesus Christ, God declares through his word, and we by faith grab hold of this promise at this table, and with our mouth we read a couple of weeks ago in Hosea, with words, come to the Lord. So with words, as we are told, we declare the Lord's death till he comes. And with these words, with his stripes, we are healed. Jesus did it. And we thank him for it. Amen. We have a cup also. This cup of wine, symbol of his blood, the blood represents the life. Leviticus 17 tells us the life of the soul is in the blood. And this life, of whom we read out of Colossians, represents a life. The life of Jesus, the only worthy life before God, one worth more than the whole world. Was given for our redemption. Was he paid the price? If you can discern this, not looking at yourself, but looking at him, and lift this cup with thanksgiving. That's Eucharist. It's Eucharist with discerning what Christ has done. the only one worthy. But as we discern what and who or who and what Jesus has done, we do discern and participate worthily and in that discernment we understand we are made worthy by his blood, even to the forgiveness of sins. Take it in Jesus. Do it with words, without doubt. In Jesus, amen.